And that brings us to the close of Electronic Air tonight. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Buddha Bomb, having lots of fun. I mixed it up live on my laptop, MIDI controller, sound card, all plugged into the aux port. And yeah, I just had a ball. Got a number of calls, so I know you're out there digging it as well. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for the calls. Just finished up with a track by Globular, An Upwards Curve in Horizon. We heard I Am Staring at You by Symbolico right before that. And then prior to the Symbolico track, we heard Takita Dinahina by Imav and Quantum. Then we heard Sound Horn OK by Mad Tribe, Kanoa by DJ Gregory and Gregor Salter, Exodus by the Q Guys and Antoine Clameron, Turkish Bazaar by Earthen Days. Started out with Circle by Sacha Moller, and then Amron by Ilu and IA. And that brings us to right now. And it is time for the next show. And the next show is Under the Floorboards, and it has a different focus than Electronic Air, whereas Electronic is mostly modern and sometimes not so modern, but electronic music. And, you know, it's Saturday night, time to party, so we tend to play more dance styles of music, syncopated. Under the Floorboards is different. It's more obscure, mostly produced by one person in garages, basements, and attics, and who knows where. Thanks for joining me on this musical journey tonight. We finished Electronic Air. Next up, Under the Floorboards, to be followed by Sleepless Nights. So we have lots of music happening on KGNU, deep into the night and into the morning, perhaps restless mornings as well. But I'll be with you till at least 3 a.m. I'm Buddha Bomb. And we are under the floor. Thank you.
Krishna nearly by Yudhisthira in the region now of Vicharya. Vishyuku Vajanaga Vishwam, Rabacho Gajita Shadni Samikonami Kutubu. Focus of Gemini, Krishna Yush Obechniki Gunasa Chishinjasna, Naran Vicharya Kadukti Ottachukunashti, Ipshimura Vivish, Dimiki Chishinjasna, Obhichana Tim Samashtevi. Natomiast przemyśle o piątowym, stosujemy również mianik protokonacji, ale wyłącznie jako podstawa do ustalenia wielkości zatrudnienia i środków na fundusz płacy.
Was deliberately sabotaged by our own national security establishment, specifically the CIA, in order to provoke a canceling of the summit conference. The CIA and the national security establishment did not want a rapprochement. They did not want detente between the Soviet Union and the United States. This mission, that is to say the U-2, flown by Francis Carey Powers, was deliberately sabotaged from the inside. The U-2 itself used a special mixture of gases in order to be able to fly at that altitude, but there was no rocket engine, and this plane was supposedly downed by a surface-to-air missile, nor was there any other jet aircraft in the world that could fly to this level because of the rarefied level of oxygen. In all probability, the mixture of gases for the engine of the U-2 was tampered with, and this starved the engine, forcing it to a lower level in order to get oxygen, and at this point the plane may have been hit. Francis Gary Powers cites the information given to the Soviet Union by Lee Harvey Oswald as being the probable cause for the reason the Soviets were able to shoot down his U-2. But a lot of history could be blamed on one lone nut.
Jam. It was necessary to research and find out the information that I was lacking. And
there must be something to it.
Spy plane.
Go to sleep, darling.
First thing that happens is that the bones splinter.
We're moving to Concord.
Opens to let you in.
Concord, at the end of the line.
You're in Concord.
All passengers, please disembark.
Then the door closes behind you in safe, secure comfort.
Thank you.
see a new house.
Oh,
I smell gasoline.
Assure your family's secure comfort. But hurry. The second thing that happens is that the butcher loses control. Don't use your washer or dryer, your electric range, dishwasher, or pool filter pump.
Thank you.
Then is 1960. It's the height of the Cold War.
It's the height of the Cold War.
Gunsmoke is number one on TV.
Back in California, the Lockheed Aircraft Corporation had set up a secret factory.
New Rambler wagons are selling for $1,850, including tax and license.
It was known as the Skunk Works.
Eisenhower and Nixon are still at Tucson.
There, in less than a year, it had designed and built a revolutionary new reconnaissance aircraft.
Lockheed Aircraft builds a special spy plane, the U-2.
Even the Russians are marching to a pleasant beat.
The U-2 took off on its first test flight.
The plot? The CIA is overflying the Iron Curtain with secret aerial reconnaissance, dubbed the Black Lady of Espionage. It can reach altitudes never before touched. At these dizzying heights, it's thought to be invisible to Soviet radar, the ultimate spy in the sky.
Within a year, the photographs taken from U-2 flights high above the Soviet Union would reveal that the bomber gap was a myth.
The CIA recruits military pilots to fly these top secret missions. They're supplied with a poison needle and a destruct switch and told not to worry about being shot down because the Russians possess neither aircraft nor rocketry capable of reaching the U-2's altitude.
More than 30 flights had been made over Soviet territory to hunt for ICBM launch sites.
For almost 4 years, the U-2 had flown safely over sensitive Soviet targets.
But I do say this, our defense is not only strong, it is awesome, and it is respected elsewhere.
Eisenhower could not reveal to his critics the real reason for his confidence, the U-2 evidence. But the U-2 was about to become very public knowledge indeed.
Then on May Day 1960, the skies darkened.
It was only days before a vital summit conference was due to take place in Paris. But the CIA believed that it had hard information about an ICBM launch site in northern Russia. Reluctantly, Eisenhower authorized the flight.
Ike gambled and lost on one last flight.
On May Day 1960.
On May 1st, 1960.
Francis Gary Powers takes off from a Pakistani base.
CIA pilot Gary Powers took off in an unmarked U-2 from a secret base in Pakistan.
To fly over the heart of the Soviet Union. Halfway across Russia, the impossible happens. The supposedly invisible plane is shot out of the sky by a Soviet missile. An American spy plane is shot down over the Soviet Union. And the two world powers shake the earth with threats of war.
When Khrushchev announced that a U.S. spy plane had been shot down by Soviet missiles,
initially, the State Department tries to cover up.
The administration claimed that the U-2 was a weather plane which had gone off course.
Claiming the U-2 was a weather plane off course.
It is entirely possible.
Eisenhower goes along with the cover-up story because the State Department guarantees the spy plane is rigged to self-destruct and no one can bail out alive.
Only then did the Russians reveal that the pilot had been captured alive.
But when the Russians reveal that Powers is alive and their prisoner.
On display in Moscow, the wreckage of pilot Francis Powers' U-2 reconnaissance plane for Muscovites and foreign newsmen to see.
They have caught the President of the United States in a bald-faced lie. Even the CIA leaves Powers out in the cold.
I saw how devastated Ike was by the U-2 affair. When it was over, it didn't affect the country's view of him. We still liked Ike. But the U-2 mess created a lot of problems. It was a bitter setback.
U-2 was deliberately sabotaged by our own national security establishment, specifically the CIA, in order to provoke a canceling of the summit conference. The CIA and the national security establishment did not want a rapprochement. They did not want detente between the Soviet Union and the United States. This mission, that is to say the U-2, flown by Francis Gary Powers, was deliberately sabotaged from the inside. The U-2 itself used a special mixture of gases in order to be able to fly at that altitude, but there was no rocket engine, and this plane was supposedly downed by a surface-to-air missile, nor was there any other jet aircraft in the world that could fly to this level because of the rarefied level of oxygen. In all probability, the mixture of gases for the engine of the U-2 was tampered with, and this starved the engine, forcing it to a lower level in order to get oxygen, and at this point, the plane may have been hit. Francis Gary Powers cites the information given to the Soviet Union by Lee Harvey Oswald as being the probable cause for the reason the Soviets were able to shoot down his U-2. Damn. A lot of history to be blamed on one lone nut.
Damn. It was necessary to research and find out the information that I was lacking. And
there must be something to it.
Plane.
Level performance.
Yes, Dennis, please.
Sure, may I ask who's calling?
I'm Daniel.
Just a minute.
This is Dennis.
Hi, my name's Daniel. I'm calling from Banana Boat. How are you today?
All right.
All right. We needed your help with putting together a motor for our Banana Boat. We're coming over from Pittsburgh.
What do you got? You got me on speakerphone or something just because there's a giant echo in it?
Not at all.
Oh. Okay, I don't know what's going on. So, you're over by Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I'm coming over. We got a banana boat. We're trying to motorize this thing to go as slowly as possible. It's for promotional purposes, you understand, for safety. And you came highly recommended. I tried shooting you over an email, and it said it got bounced back because there's a diphthong in my name. My name's spelled D-A-E-N-I-E-L, Daniel, and came back undeliverable. So I'm calling you here today. You got me on a speakerphone or something, Charlie?
I can hear you, but it's in and out, like something's up with the phone system some way.
Well, I guess...
But, I've heard everything you said.
Just try and listen up, I guess.
So what engine's in this thing?
Well, we want you to help keep this thing, maybe with a governor or something else device-wise on there, just to keep the speed down. You know, in nautical miles, we're talking maybe 3 to 5 nautical miles per hour maximum. So are we on the same page, or...?
What engine is it? What is this? What engine is in it right now?
Banana boat, guy.
I don't. I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, you've never heard of us, huh? What?
No.
Well, it's inflatable. There's an event coming up called Inflatable Madness, and you know we cherry pick the participants. We're number one. We're sort of the leader in this, and it's unpowered. But if you put something in there that can keep us at 3 to 5 nautical miles an hour, we'll be in business, and we need it by next month, August.
Oh, so this is an unpowered boat, and you're looking for a propulsion system of some way that would only run it in that 3 to 5 knots is all that... It's probably... It might be... Is that a legality thing?
It's for safety.
Because of the structure of it?
Okay. It's for safety. Oh, yeah, yeah. So
I wouldn't have... I do very, very little outboard type stuff. I mostly everything I do is inboard type stuff in race engines. So that there would be, out of my arena right there and what you're looking for.
Well, hello? At least you could give us a referral or something. Yeah, hello.
Hello.
You can do something like that, couldn't you?
You're going to need someone, some sort of developer. I don't know who you would go to for something like that.
Okay, you big into model trains or something, okay?
No. No.
Well, we need this done as a charity. I was told you'd participate in something like that as a charitable donation or a contribution.
No, that wouldn't be something that I would be looking to do, no.
No? What do you mean, no?
Nope.
It's a banana boat, fella. It's a summertime inflatable madness coming up.
It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter to me as far as the...
Doesn't matter.
Deal. There goes.
Inflatable madness.
This is Chris.
Is Dennis there real quick?
He's tied up right now. Is there something I can help you with?
Yeah, he's going to help me out with the motor, he said, for a charity event.
What's it going for?
I wonder why people get pissed off when you got to deal with this kind of fucking shit.
Have you talked to Dennis before?
Yeah.
Hold on just a second. Hold on real quick.
Hey.
Hello.
What do you need?
Yeah, are you getting geared up for a banana
boat here? No, listen up. You fucking lied to me when you first called and you said it's for some other job and this is for charity. You wonder why people get pissed off when people are calling looking for donations and shit like that. And then you called back just now and said he's done.
this the first time you have loved?
Thank you.
on that note finishes Under the Floorboards. That went really fast. I had a lot of fun. I always have a lot of fun doing that show. Try to make it as weird as I can. Hopefully it was weird enough. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Buddha Bomb. Been on since 9 o'clock. First was Electronic Air till 11 and just finished up Under the Floorboards. Now it's time for Sleepless Nights. A little bit more of a variety music show, I suppose you could say, rather than this specific focus of Electronic Air or Under the Floorboards. So I'm going to start out with a track. I decided to play this particular version of this particular song. There's many versions of this, and I really resonate with it. So I'm going to play this one piece, and then we'll see what that inspires, and we'll see what happens next. It's going to be different than Electronic Air or Under the Floorboards. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be with you till 3 a.m.